created with free version for non-commercial use.
And they will be located in room number 108 with Charlotte Lauer leading the study. The topic is Love Carved in Stone. I'm going to read that again. Love Carved in Stone by Eugenia Ann Gamble, and all women are welcome. There will be a congregational meeting on Sunday, September the 22nd, to vote on our new slate of officers. Please make plans to attend our worship service, and again, that date is September the 22nd.
Good morning. I do have several announcements this morning. The first is that we want to be
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I know many of you know that she passed away yesterday morning. Nulty has been a pillar in this church, and she will be greatly missed. Services will be at a later date, and we'll let you all know when we get that information. I want to make an announcement about the Women's Evening Circle. They'll meet tomorrow at the home of Pat Argyrakis at 7 p.m. As well, choir rehearsals will begin this week. Everyone is invited to join with the bells on Tuesday at 5:15 and then sing with the chancel choir on Thursdays at 5:30. So if you're looking for something to do on Tuesdays or Thursdays, I'm looking at you, Alex, on Tuesdays, we'll ring bells. As well, I want to invite the congregation after the service to the Dunglinson Roberts Room, or the Juice Room, as we call it sometimes, for refreshments. And while you are back there you will find a sign-up sheet
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Will be held this year on October the 6th, and this year we'll be holding it in memory of Marie Louise. As you all know, Marie Louise was very much involved with the Crop Walk and organizing that when it first got started. And all the way up until last year. If you are interested in being on the First Presbyterian team, we'd ask that you would sign up. There's a table in Dunglinson Roberts. You'd sign up after worship. If you have any donations that you'd like to make, you can make those. You can give those donations to Jackie Rochford or Barbara Wilkins or Vicki Holman in the church office, or you can give them to me. But if you're planning on walking, we do need you to sign up and give us your t-shirt size before September the 18th. That's when they need to place the orders. As well, I'd like to let you all know that if you're interested in being a part of the Men's Breakfast Bible Study, that is going to start September the 21st. We're going to do a study on Simon Peter.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
At 8 o'clock in the morning on the 21st. It's that third Saturday. It's going to be the third Saturday of each month. There's a study book, and we asked that you would contribute $10 for that study book. And now I'm going to invite Joyce Perez to come up and for our minute for vision.
Well, good morning, everybody. So Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Listen to the way Eugene Peterson translates this verse. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. 2 years ago, a committee was formed.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
God wants to do in this congregation. And after several months of prayer and study and, yes, discernment, First Church's vision statement was completed. So, question number one, did you know that we have a vision statement at First Presbyterian Church? I hope you know that. Question number two, have you read it? The vision statement is located on our website. So if you want to know what the vision for First Presbyterian is, all you have to do is go to the website and read the vision statement. It's not terribly long, there's a little bit of detail around where we feel like God is leading us. So if you haven't read it, I encourage you to dive in and see where God is directing us. And if you have read it, give it another look.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The nominating committee and every single potential pastor we've talked to has read that vision statement. And the person who comes here knows that his or her mission will be to sort of lead us further in to where we have discerned God is leading us. So it's important that we all are on the same page about that. One thing that the session has decided to do to further the vision is to sponsor a celebration of faith. And some of you have been around long enough that you have experienced a celebration of faith before. We're going to do one, otherwise known as a lay renewal. We've got it scheduled for March 13th through 15th. That's 6 months away. And so why are we telling you about it so early? Well, there are several reasons. First of all, it gives you plenty of time to plan to be here.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's super important that, you know, you might not think this extracurricular stuff is your gig, but it really is important that we all as a congregation plan to attend this. Also, it's very likely you're going to be asked to help out on one committee or another. And the great thing about serving on a lay renewal committee is it's a very limited time obligation. So you do what you're asked to do, and the lay renewal happens, and you're done. How many times can you say that in church? And finally, the most important thing is for you to be in prayer about that weekend. We've got 6 months to sort of pray it in. And the Holy Spirit will prepare our hearts, all of us as a congregation and you as an individual, to receive whatever he
has. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So mark it off on your calendar so that you're not out of town somewhere else, and plan to be here, serve when you're asked, and most of all, pray. Thank you very much.
Let's all join in the responsive call to worship. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name and give him glorious praise. Come and see what God has done and how wonderful his works are for you and for me.
Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Thank you.
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Let's join in the prayer of confession, followed by the silent prayers of confession. Loving God, you know us thoroughly, better than we even know ourselves. While you have known us so well, you never failed to...
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We confess, O God, that we often do not want to be known. We sometimes hide from you and from others. We confess as well that we fail to work at knowing you better. Have mercy, O Lord. You have created us for a relationship with you and with one another. Renew us by your Holy Spirit so that we may seek faithful and loving relationships in our life. Keep us on the path of being Jesus' disciples. Amen. Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Reading of the assurance of pardon. Take comfort in the assurance that even those things that are hidden from memory or are too deep for words are not beyond God's forgiving love. God, who knows us completely, bestows pardon and peace.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we have a good crowd today. I'm so happy to see y'all. Are y'all happy to be here? I think we say a little bit louder. What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes. Well, as happy as I am to be here
created
today,
with free version for non-commercial use.
There has been something on my mind this week, and I want to talk to y'all about it. And then we're going to do a little group activity. The church, y'all have to pay attention because y'all are going to participate too. Okay. So who can tell me what a missionary is? Does anybody know? Yes. Yes, that's very good. Did y'all hear what she said? You want to come tell us a little bit louder? No. Okay. Well, she said somebody that goes to another country and talks about God and Jesus and does things to help them, brings them medicine, things like that. And that's exactly right. So y'all have heard about what happened this week, right? We had a hurricane that hit the Bahamas.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, it did a lot of damage, and a lot of people lost a lot of things, like medicine and their homes and their schools and their churches. Everything was just destroyed, and they need like things like food and water and things like that too. So over the next, from now and years to come, people will be bringing them these supplies and trying to help them. And there'll be a lot of missionaries there too that can teach them about God. And even an opportunity this is for these people to get to learn about God. And, you know, we send a lot of missionaries from our church to do these trips. We send the youth group, and we have other people that live out there in other countries to do this type of work. And maybe in a few years, y'all can do this. Go help people and teach them about Jesus.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You think that sounds like something you would want to do maybe one day? Nah, maybe not. Maybe. Yeah, you and Nicholas, y'all play video games. Well, so what we can do when we go out and meet these people is we'll tell them what we'll say, Jesus loves you, right? So I thought, what's a good way to go and meet people and tell Jesus loves them? With a handshake. Who likes to do handshakes? All right. Okay, church, this is where you pay attention because we're coming out to y'all. Okay? So who wants to do one with me? Let's practice and learn. Okay, come on. Benjamin? All right, so we'll do like this. Y'all pay attention. Y'all practice too. Yeah. Like, and then we'll do like this. Fist pump, okay? And so we'll say, Jesus.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All right? What y'all think? Practice with each other? You want to practice? Practice with me. Come on. Okay, who wants to practice? We'll practice. Jesus loves you. Right? Does that sound good? So let's go meet some people in our church. And we can practice with them, and then when we go out in the world and talk to people, we can say, Jesus loves you, and we teach them our handshake. Y'all want to? All right, come on, let's go. All right, here we go. Miss Jean is up first. Miss Jean, did you pay attention? All right, who wants to go first? All right, so Miss Jean, every time you see somebody, you're going to have to remember to do that. That's right.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Who wants to do it with Miss Gail? Come on, somebody. Come on, Gail. Come on. Jesus loves you. All right, this is Miss Gail, okay? Remember her. So every time you see her, this one. All right. Come on, let's go find some more. Who's next? Who's paying attention? Miss Becky. Come on, who wants to volunteer? Go ahead. Jesus loves you. Yeah. All right. Okay, we have a volunteer. Go ahead. Come on, boys. Come on, guys. There you go. Oh, all right, one more. Who wants to go? Okay.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All right, good job. All right, so next time y'all see these people, you have to remember their names. And then next time we're coming to meet more people too, okay? All right, so let's have a little prayer And then I know y'all were super excited to go to Sunday school, but let's walk, okay? Remember, let's walk to Sunday school, right? Okay. All right. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come here and be together and we can have friends and that you love us. Please be with the people in the Bahamas and all the other countries that need your help and assistance right now. Please let them know that you love them. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Thank you so much. And now for the prayer of illumination. Please join me. Holy Spirit, pour out upon us wisdom and understanding that being taught by you in Holy Scripture, our hearts and minds may be open to receive all the leaves to through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I apologize. And for the scripture, Psalms 139, verses 1 to 6, and again 13 to 18. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Too lofty for me to attain. For you've created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my informed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
You.
Created with free version for non-commercial use. created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Gil, I'm so glad that you caught that Old Testament reading. I was going to look it up in the pulpit Bible, but the print is so small, we might have been here the rest of the hour. The gospel reading for this morning is from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Let us listen for God's word.
Large crowd. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off."
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
"In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." This week, my daughter Kate asked me a question. Earlier this week, my daughter Kate asked me a question about my grandfather, Ed, known as Papa in our family lore. Although he was gone before she was born, memories about her great-grandfather still rattle around in her head, because she has heard so many family stories. She's had to listen to those stories growing up in our household. When I was a child, Sunday afternoons and evenings were filled with storytelling at Mama and Papa's house, where everyone would gather. In the spring and summer, we'd sit on folding chairs down by the creek, eating fresh trout, cream corn, and coleslaw. In the fall and winter, we'd pile up on blankets in the family room.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The adults would tell story after story about family and neighbors. And as kids, we'd heard these stories so many times that we could tell them too. I'll spare you with all the details, because once you get started, it's hard to stop. But the time spent sharing these stories created intimate connections to people and a place that have wonderfully tumbled down the generation to my own kids. Let me contrast this small-scale storytelling strategy with the largest, best-funded storytelling machine in the world, the Cineplex. Think about what a strange way the mass market cinema is for telling stories. Now, let me say, first of all, that we go to see movies all the time. It's great entertainment. I don't plan on giving up. We've actually got our calendar for December the 20th marked because it's when the next Star Wars movie, The Rise of
Created Star Wars, with free version for non-commercial use.
But here's how it goes. We drive 45 minutes from home to the theater in Roanoke. We get out of the car. We wait in line to pay $44 for tickets. Then we get in line to pay $50 for sodas and popcorn. We walk the long carpeted hallways to room number 6 and find our seats near the aisle. And we don't know a soul in the high, massive ceilinged room. As we await the story, the lights are turned off, leaving us in the dark of our individual cocoons to passively absorb the amazing display of light and sound. The lack of personal connection and intimacy of this storytelling technique seems to embody much of the disconnection of our present day. Now, I
created with free version for non-commercial use.
As we encounter a treasured psalm this morning, because as we hear it, we enter a different world from our often isolated and disconnected modern life. In this psalm, we enter the intimate connections that come through faith and community. The 139th psalm is a beautiful and memorable psalm describing how intimately we are known by God. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. This psalm wonders over this knowing of God, of who we are. God knows us better than we know ourselves, understands us. God is acquainted with all our ways, our gifts, hopes,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Sins, all of it. And this is good news in this psalm. It's reason to give thanks. The Hebrew verb for knowing here is the same one that is used to describe the intimacy shared between a husband and wife. God's knowing of us is part of his steadfast love. And it's more than just God is watching you. No, God knows us. The one who wonderfully created us knows us and made us for intimate relationship with himself. I'm going to call upon Eugene Peterson too this morning in his The Message. His wonderful translation of the Bible puts Psalm 139 in these words: Lord, you know when I pull up a chair and when I stretch my legs. You know what's on my mind before my train of thought has left the station.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A hound dog sniffing out the trail ahead, and have fluffed the pillow even before I've laid down. You know all my maddening and endearing eccentricities and idiosyncrasies. I'm an open book to you. You complete my sentences. You know me better than I know myself. And yet the truth is that sometimes we do not want to be known by God. There are times we would rather remain quite anonymous and unknown, like being in a dark theater. When the psalmist says, "Where can I go from your spirit?" he says it as one who has tried to flee. He knows, like we do, that there have been times when we have wanted our own way or been too busy or simply have been indifferent to the one who knows us so well. The one who keeps his eye on the sparrow.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The number of hairs upon our heads. The one who intricately wove us together in the depths of his creative power. At times we have turned away from his attention and care. The better news of the psalm is that despite this, God does not turn from us. So much so that the psalmist says, you hem me in before and behind. you lay your hand upon me. God doesn't just know us from afar. God hems us in. God is before us and behind us, around us and within us. The poetic biblical scholar Martin Buber in the last century wrote a poem from Psalm 139. He wrote, "Where I wander, you, where I ponder, you."
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You. When I am glad in you, when I am saddened, you. You above, you below, only you. You again, always you. You. The psalmist is overwhelmed by just how awesome it is that God is disposed to us in this way. Every child of God's making is loved with this intimate knowledge and presence. There is no forgotten child of God, not to God, at least. No human being who has not been fearfully and wonderfully made by the one who knits our bodies and spirits together. Every single person is a reflection of their maker, crowned with glory and honor by the one in whose image they were made. The psalmist is overcome by this reality. He cries out.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It is so high that I cannot attain it. Now, it is helpful, I think, this morning that this psalm is tied together with this passage from Luke's gospel in the lectionary. The gospel reading is one in which Jesus challenges the crowds about the cost of Christian discipleship. And this passage has been troubling to some, although I think that it need not be. These two passages together remind us of the importance of interpreting the scriptures in the light of the whole counsel of God in the Bible. Just focusing upon one passage alone can sometimes be misleading. This psalm, of course, reminds us the steadfast love of God that precedes our Christian discipleship. Indeed, it was because of this love that God sent his son who would become the fulfillment of his grace.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
From this love in which his son calls us to follow him. And Jesus puts that call in stark and exaggerated terms. He says, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple." Please hear this teaching for what Jesus meant it to be. He used exaggeration in his teaching quite often. It's exaggeration in order to make his point. Jesus used this method on a number of occasions. It is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, Jesus said. On another occasion, Jesus said, "If your eye causes you to sin, then pluck it out."
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Then cut it off. Exaggeration, but for a point. Jesus was not teaching hatred toward mother and father and family. The law which he came to fulfill taught honoring parents. Jesus' use of exaggeration was a way of calling attention to what relationship held primary importance in the Christian life. It's our relationship with God that stands at the center of all other important relationships. The exaggeration is a method of showing what Jesus taught his disciples what was of central priority. The one who knows us intimately and knitted us together so wonderfully and knows us fully calls us to know him deeply in his son, Jesus Christ. That's where all other relationships...
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
To get at the importance of these intimate connections of faith and discipleship for today, it's helpful to see the social need all around us for relationships in our culture. And I just finished reading David Brooks's latest book entitled The Second Mountain, The Quest for a Moral Life. And one of the things that he is concerned about in this book is the disconnection and the isolation that has become so prevalent today. Brooks writes, "The foundational layer of American society, the network of relationships and commitments and trust that the state and the market and everything else relies upon, is failing." On the one side, he said, are those
created with free version for non-commercial use.
In isolation. And on the other side are forces in society that bring attachment, connection, and solidarity. But here's the hard part of what he calls a war. It's not between one group of good people and another group of bad people. The war runs down the middle of every heart. Brooks claims that the way forward is through connecting people. Again, he writes, there is another way to finding meaning and purpose. There is another vision of healthy society, and it's through what he calls relationalism. He finishes, I'll finish the quote with this sentence. I want to make the case against the hyper-individualism of the current moment and for relationalism as a better way to live.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Brooks is writing about, but he's not discovering something new. He is coming upon ancient wisdom that human beings were created for relationship. Jesus taught us both a content and a method for that relationship. The content is that the beginning of all of our relationships is God. The source for all of our commitments, the foundation for attending to all of life's relationships is the God who created us. God sent his Son to us, calling us to follow him and to live as his disciples. Christ creates community for us with those who seek to be his followers. And the ties of love that we experience with God, they are intertwined with the ties of love and fellowship that we share as sisters and brothers in Christ. These relationships are always interrelated through faith.
We are created with free version for non-commercial use.
And we discover over time how we've been made to belong to God and to each other in ways that are beyond our capacity to understand in full. When we glimpse the value and the gift of these relationships with eyes of faith, we may feel that same sentiment that the psalmist expressed, saying, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too lofty that I cannot attain it. Friends, let us strive to be those who build up these relationships as we seek to nourish our own relationship with the God of Jesus Christ. And let us understand as well the need of our neighbors in a world that is so disconnected and isolated. Let us share the value and the gift
created with free version for non-commercial use
with others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand together as we confess the faith of the church, saying together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness.
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And the life everlasting. Our hymn of response is number 294, Wherever I May Wander.
Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, you have known us better than we know ourselves. You have waited up in the night when we have wandered far from you. You have sought us out when we did not seek you, and in Christ you have brought us near and called us to a new and blessed way of life. We give you thanks, O God, for the gift of life that you have bestowed upon us. You as friends and brothers and sisters in faith to learn and serve beside. You have blessed us with families in which we learn just how we were created to be tied and connected through the love which you make flourish. O God, hear our prayers this day for those on our prayer list, and especially, O Lord, we ask that you would watch over.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We thank you that she is in your heavenly care. We worship you and praise you, O God. Blessed Trinity, God relating within yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for all your gifts of life, faith, hope, and love, thanks be to you. We pray for our world as well. We witness that there are many places where the ties of community have been fractured and broken. We feel that the connections of relationship are not strong in our neighbors and often in ourselves. So we ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us as people who work to build reconciling ties to others. For all those in Danville who work to serve this community, in many different ways, we ask your blessing to be upon each of them. We ask the same for all those who work to build community relationships throughout our nation. Be with our government to lead.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Prayers for all those in the Caribbean and in our own nation who are rebuilding after Hurricane Dorian. We ask these prayers through Christ our Lord, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now with gladness, let us bring the offerings of our life and labor to the Lord.
created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Let us pray. God of wonder, we offer you these humble gifts, signs of your goodness and mercy. Receive them with our gratitude, that through us all people may know the riches of your love in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 388, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Created with free version for non-commercial use. created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Friends, as you go into this new week, go trusting that Christ goes before you to prepare the way for you, and he goes behind you to nudge you in the way of faith, and he goes beside you to befriend you and to accompany you along life's way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.